In a bid to cease foreign pressure and reinforce national security, the Iraqi government is advancing legislation to integrate the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, into the country's official armed forces. The proposed law aims to give the PMF a formal legal status within Iraq's security structure. However, the initiative has sparked strong opposition from resistance factions, which insists on maintaining their autonomy. They warn that any move to weaken or dismantle the PMF could trigger widespread instability and undermine Iraq's ability to respond to ongoing terrorist threats. The Iraqi government is seeking to pass a new law to formalize the Popular Mobilization Forces, PMF, or Hashd al-Shaabi, as part of its official armed forces. This move comes amid ongoing pressure from Western countries, particularly the United States, to disarm resistance groups across the region, including Iraq. These calls have intensified since the war in Gaza. However, Baghdad appears intent on managing these pressures by incorporating PMF into its national defense structure while maintaining the group's operational strength. In a recent ceremony, PMF commander Faleh al-Fayyad announced the near completion of legislation that would elevate the status of the PMF to a formal structured military organization. The proposed law includes provisions for a dedicated military academy for PMF recruits, signaling a shift from a volunteer force to a more permanent institutional presence in Iraq's security apparatus. This step is seen as a response to both internal political needs and the ongoing threat of terrorism in the region, especially along the Syrian border. Despite the announcement, the full text of the law has not yet been made public. Analysts believe the Iraqi government is attempting to deflect foreign and domestic criticism by showing that the PMF is being brought under official control, rather than acting as an independent militia. The creation of a law that grants the PMF legitimacy within the Iraqi armed forces may also counter narratives demanding its disarming or dissolution. Baghdad's strategy reflects a delicate balancing act. On one hand, the Iraqi government does not wish to align fully with US pressure on Iran or its allies. On the other hand, it must confront real and ongoing threats from terrorist groups. Disbanding the PMF could open the door to increased terrorist activity, particularly from across the Syrian border. The Iraqi government understands the risk associated with dismantling a force that played a central role in the fight against ISIS and remains a significant component of Iraq's defense system. Political observers note that completely dissolving PMF is unlikely. Even previous governments, such as those of Haider al-Abadi and Mustafa al-Kazemi, were unable to do so, despite strong American backing. According to sources, a majority of PMF fighters oppose any move toward disbandment, though some may be willing to integrate into the national military if their unit commanders retain partial independence. Analysts warn that any attempt to marginalize the PMF politically could provoke serious internal unrest. The PMF includes more than 10 armed factions, such as Kataib Hezbollah, Al-Nujaba, Asaib al-Haq, and the Baath Organization. These groups are closely linked to regional resistance networks and are unwilling to disarm while facing common adversaries like Israel and the United States. Iraqi officials are aware of the consequences of stripping rights from over 220,000 PMF fighters. Therefore, instead of ending the PMF's rule, the government is moving toward legislation that integrates them into state institutions while trying to maintain national stability and balance foreign pressure with domestic realities.